Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I just got a text from my sister. You remember Rick, her neighbor?
Sure. He's a 76-year-old guy who still runs marathons, right?
Sadly, not anymore.
What? You mean...
Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Wow. So sudden. We're not about to have the we need life insurance conversation again, are we?
No, we're having the we're getting coverage so we don't have to worry about it conversation.
So you're calling about the $9.95 a month plan from Colonial Penn?
I am. We put it off long enough. We are getting that $9.95 plan today.
Is it time for you to call about the $9.95 plan? I'm Jonathan from Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company. Sometimes we just need a reminder not to take today for granted. It could be the death of someone you know, or a health scare. That's why today could be a great day to call for free information about Colonial Penn's 995 plan. If you're age 50 to 85, you can get guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance starting at just $9.95 a month. There are no health questions, so you can't be turned down for any health reason. This is permanent coverage. Just pay your premiums for lifelong security. The 995 plan is Colonial Penn's number one most popular whole life plan. Options start at just $9.95 a month. That's less than 35 cents a day. Your rate can never go up. It's locked in for life. Don't put it off. Take the first easy step. Call today for free information. And you'll also get this free beneficiary planner. So call now.
Call 1-800-776-5050 for your free information and two free gifts, all with no obligation. That's 1-800-776-5050. 1-800-776-5050. That's 1-800-776-5050. Call now.
Hello, Colonial Penn?
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true, is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of Beverly Nation. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Guys, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Guys, we have a really very, very, very important topic tonight, a very important show, and a very important guest. Before I introduce my guest, I want to read a poem, and actually this just came to me that I should do this, based on who my guest is and our topic. This is heartbreaking for me. So my guest is Maureen Fitzpatrick. Her son was Danny. He was 13 years old, and he took his life because of bullying. And Maureen has done something incredible to bring awareness. It's called Danny's Law, and she's going to talk about it in depth. Before I bring her on, I would like to read this poem because we need everyone out there to know there's help, okay? You guys can reach out to so many of us. We're willing to listen. You don't have to go through anything alone. This is in my book. Anyone who knows me knows I am the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smartass than a dumbass. Because 30 years ago, guys, I was a dumbass. But through the grace of God, 30 years later, he saved my life and I can now call myself a smartass. So this poem is called Put Down the Gun. I had to have this purple gun just in case my life was done. I kept it safe locked in my room because I was filled with gloom and doom. Yes, there were times that I just knew if I loaded it up what I could do. But I kept on hearing that gentle voice, put down that gun. You have that choice. Life may seem hard at the end of the day, but that's when we need to really pray. Dear Father, I beg you to show me the truth. How can life be so bad when I'm only a youth? Get rid of that gun. Go take a shower. Ask someone for help. You do have that power. Guys, if anyone out there is listening that needs help, please, please make a phone call. Okay, I'm here to listen. There's so many of us here to listen. Okay, you don't have to be alone. Having said that, I would like to now introduce my incredible guest, Maureen Fitzpatrick.
Hi, how are you, Jerry?
I'm okay, Maureen. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well tonight. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
No, listen, it's my honor because we need to get everything you have to say out there. We're heard all over the world, Maureen, and this needs to go globally. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to give you the floor. I'm going to give you the first 15 to 20 minutes without interruption. Please just tell the world everything you need to let them know about Danny Vlaw and about what happened to your son.
Okay.
There you go.
My son, Danny, passed away. He took his life at 13 years old. He went to school, to a school in Brooklyn, and he was severely, severely bullied. He had been bullied in the sixth grade, and I did not become aware of it until that summer of after the school year ended. And then since I had an awareness, I was very much on top of it more, asking him how his days were. And in seventh grade, it just progressed worse. Danny was not just bullied from his peers. He was bullied from his teachers. He was bullied by the principal. We as a family were bullied. We had no one to turn to. The people on the board bullied us. His father and I went everywhere we could for help. We did try speaking to his teachers. We did. His father did have several meetings with the principal. It got to a point where I just couldn't speak with her anymore because she just refused to take action. Even in all schools, they are not followed. Danny did go to a Catholic school, but that's really irrelevant because all schools have anti-bully policies that are supposed to be followed. And in seventh grade, I watched my son go from a happy boy, really dwindle into a round-shouldered boy who couldn't even make eye contact with anybody anymore, out of fear of being, you know, aggressively attacked in one form or another. Danny was physically abused. He was jumped and physically attacked. He was verbally attacked, mentally attacked. He was isolated. His teachers were not any help at all, and I started writing letters to the school. The moment I put something in writing is the moment that the school decided to come after us as a family. And that is exactly what they did. And they had sent ACS to our house accusing us of being drug addicts and drunks. And ACS showed up at our house, and we couldn't figure out who it was, who called, you know, them on our family. And then when the man walked in our home, the first question he asked me about wasn't even about my son. He asked me if I had wrote letters to his school. So that's how I knew where the phone call came from, and I was extremely upset. His father was upset. Needless to say, of course, it was all unfounded. Unfortunately, we were harassed, you know, by the school this way. And we took Danny to a therapist. We had reported what happened to him. He reported what happened to him to his pediatrician. We took him to a psychiatrist because we were worried about his mental health state and his well-being. And he just became a really a recluse and quiet, and he just changed. I just watched my son deteriorate, really. And he was a very kind boy, a very gentle boy, and he just didn't understand why. There is no excuse to bully anybody, and he did try to understand why. They found anything, whatever excuse they could find to torment Danny, they did. They tormented him every day. He even told me one time when he came home from school, which it broke my heart, he said, "Mom, the whole school knows what's going on. It's not just in the class. The whole school knows knows what's going on with John and the rest of them, because when I'm walking in the halls, no matter what grades I pass or what teachers I pass, they all look at me with disgust. This was an environment that was cultivated by the principal and her staff. They did everything they could to protect their school's reputation instead of protecting the students that attended this school. It was more about reputation and money as opposed to what's supposed to be the priority. The very integrity of education had just fallen by the wayside, as it has, and have seen in all schools. It's not just parochial schools or charter schools or private schools. It's also happening in public schools. And my son was upset, you know, to say the least, about everything that went on, because the only reason they took any action at the end of the year, they finally took action against this boy who was the ringleader. There was a group of five boys in particular that would torment him, and the teachers allowed this to happen, and they added to his torment by bullying, embarrassing, and humiliating Danny in class as a student. We had complaints about his teachers as well. At the end of the year, he was attacked outside on school grounds, and his finger was fractured, and there's no reason. Everybody asked me how they did this to him. It doesn't matter if they didn't like his sneakers, they didn't like his glasses, they didn't like the jacket he had, whatever they could find. They used to make fun of anything that came to their mind. So they're really just, I want it to be clear, there is no excuse to ever treat another human being cruelly. None. None exists. But what happened was is that because they attacked him outside in the school grounds, his father had noticed that there was a camera in the school grounds, and of course we reported it to the principal. And at that time I was at my wit's end, and I called the principal because my son called me after he was attacked, and he's like, I'm okay mom, and he told me what happened, and I had to run out of work and go meet him, and I took him to the doctor, and he reported again to his pediatrician, and he had a fractured finger, and I had a phone call conversation with the principal. And at that point, like I said, I was at my wit's end, and I said, what do I have to do for you to take action? Do I have to go to the police? And in turn, she said I was threatening her. I was not threatening her. I just didn't know what else to do, and I didn't threaten her. I actually did go to the police, and I made a report, which didn't work out in my son's favor, because what they wrote on the police report is not what they typed in the system. And that's something that's been going on in New York City. That's how they track the crime statistics, and it just didn't match what was written in the report. So no action was taken and no investigation was done. And there are juvenile laws on the books, and none of them are taken seriously. None of them are enforced in New York City. There's a purpose for them. And it's not to – we don't want to see, you know, children wind up in jail or anything like that, but sometimes – it takes somebody to be in front of a judge to realize that the behavior just can't go on, and they have to start taking what they're doing seriously and start taking accountability, and the parents have to start seeing, wait a minute, maybe my child has an anger problem. Maybe there's something going on. Why is he behaving like this? And that was always my intent, was to come to some sort of resolution to stop it. But they refused to allow us to have a meeting with the parents. In fact, the principal was even threatening to suspend my son that day after school because they said there's no fighting on school grounds wearing a school uniform. That was her biggest concern, that my son was in a school uniform. But when his father had told her to check the cameras, she changed her story very quickly the next day, and she actually said that Danny was the victim. and she gave this child a 5-day in-house suspension, which she sat in her office for one day, and the rest of the days he was home on vacation. Nothing happened. There was no action taken that would have sent the message that bullying is not acceptable. The teacher's behaviors were unacceptable. It was just a cultivated environment. This principal really was a big bully because she felt she had the backing of people on the board, and she abused her power as well. And that's just something that, a pattern that we could see, unfortunately, that has evolved exponentially all over the world, because that's what's going on with everybody now all over the world. Everybody is being bullied with people who are in positions of authority, and it's not acceptable. So during that summer, my son wrote a letter, and he just was very upset. He didn't want her to get away with her lack of action, and he didn't understand how come she didn't do a job. He didn't understand how come the police didn't investigate. He didn't understand how come he watched me and his father go everywhere we could possibly try to turn to get him help, and nobody helped us. So I told him we could go to a state senator, and that's when he wrote that letter. And that was a rough draft, and I told him I would go with him. I said, you have to write a letter. It has to be in your words. And Danny sat in that dining room for 3 hours writing that rough draft, and because I was a stickler for spelling and such, I said, write a rough draft and don't forget to include everything. And it took him so long just to write that one page that I had to tell him to stop, because I could see the pain in his face and the hard time he was having putting his feelings and what happened to him and all the trauma he suffered on that piece of paper. And he never got to finish it. And then one day, you know, I got up and I was going to work, and I woke up and Danny was next to me. And Danny would often have trouble sleeping. He couldn't sleep at night because he would have night terrors and he would be tormented. And with all the memories of the things that the bullies did to him. And he wouldn't tell me everything. I know he didn't tell me everything, but I could tell by the way he had just changed so much. He was such a happy boy, a funny boy, and very kind. And like I said, he just turned into this quiet boy who always walked around with his face down. He was afraid to make eye contact with people. And I was looking at him, and I was, you know, telling him I'm going to work that Friday because his birthday was coming up. And I could tell that he wasn't looking, you know, so good that morning because he didn't sleep so well, but his sister was with him. And I went out and I went to work. And then the day went by, and he took his life that day. He went upstairs and he took his life. He hung himself, Danny, and his sister found him, and she called me screaming. I was on the ferry coming home from work, and, you know, she was just screaming into the phone, Danny's dead, Danny's dead. And I was in shock. I was in complete shock, and I was went into almost like a denial mode because I just couldn't believe what she was saying. And I found a police officer on the ferry, and I told him what my daughter was saying on the phone. Please send the police over there. And the police on the ferry, and I heard them saying that they were taking him in an ambulance. And I thought in my mind, I said, well, gee, maybe they found him. Maybe he's going to be okay. And they took me directly to the hospital. And I was surrounded by police, and they were asking me questions. And all I kept asking was, where's my son? Where's my son? I want to see my son. And they would wait for his father to get there. And what I didn't realize is that when they were taking him out of the house, they were taking him out in a body bag, and I didn't know that. At the time, my daughter told me that when I saw her, and she was just a complete mess when she got to the hospital. And that's what happened. My son took his life, and I took that letter to that state senator after he passed away. I was in shock. I was in shock. We were walking around like zombies. And I didn't know what to do.
came out of the press, and all of a sudden there was like a local reporter on my door, and we shared the story, and we didn't think it was going to really do much, but we showed them the letter, and I guess that letter made an impact on people when they read his own words, and it went viral, and it went global, and suddenly it was like paparazzi following us all over the place and just really crossing boundaries and not being very kind all the time or respectful. And I knew I had to take that letter to the senator, and I was able to get an appointment with him, and he was a Brooklyn senator at the time. And when I had the meeting with him, he was upsetting because I'll never forget, he turned around and looked at his father and I and said, well, you know, this isn't going to bring him back. I don't know what you think can be, you know, in other words, what could we do about this? And I just was in shock that he said that to me. And he said something about budgeting, something about money. Like, in other words, that there's no programs, that like there had to be some sort of program in the school. He found it hard to believe what my son wrote in the letter, even though I handed him that letter, what was of that letter that Danny did write to the senator. And he read it, and that was the response I got. And once I heard it's about money, that's when I got upset, and I said, well, I just started thinking, and it parlayed into awareness, doing awareness, started with a semicolon, then it progressed from there. Then I created the nonprofit for him, an anti-bully nonprofit for him to try to bring awareness to help people, and I went federal, and that's when I went to a local congressman in Staten Island, and I asked that office to help me. Congressman Donovan agreed and created a bill, because there is no federal laws about bullying. There's nothing on the books, and every state in the United States has an anti-bullying law, but none of them are consistent, none of them are the same, but none of them are for any child that goes to a non-public school. They're legally only for public school children, and most people do not know that. And in New York State, there's not an actual specific exemption that children who attend parochial school or charter schools are exempt from the New York State bully law, anti-bully law, which is discrimination, clear discrimination, which is the pattern, again, that's going on in the world. It's just behavior that has to stop, and it has to change. And Congressman Donovan didn't manage to get it to pass in Congress when he was in office, and then Congressman Max Rose was in office, and he agreed to pick it up immediately because it's a bipartisan bill. This is not about party. This is not about politics. This is about humanity. This is about educating people. It's my hopes to educate people, see a curriculum mandated in the education system from kindergarten all the way to college, because the abuse doesn't stop in any level of education, where there's an emotional literacy curriculum, and I'd actually would love to see that expand beyond education walls, because clearly we need to teach people how to lead with their heart and their mind, and it's very important. There is a huge lack of compassion and integrity in society now, and these are the qualities we need in leadership, and the world is in great need of it. And that is Danny's story.
Danny's Law, everyone. Let's go to a track, and then we'll take our first caller. Thank you so much, Maureen.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun.
life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.
Just begun.
Thank you, Brother O, for that beautiful song. I think we may have a caller in queue.
Caller, you on the line right now with the Jerry Petito Show right here at O&E.
Hello?
Hi, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to say thank you, Maureen, for sharing that incredible story. I mean, it's one that really needs to be heard around the world, and I'm so happy you're on this platform to do just that. I just wanted to ask you two questions, which are, what is the biggest impact that you would like to see Danny's Law make, and what kind of effect do you see Danny's Law having in the collective consciousness?
Well, the biggest impact is obviously to help educate people what bullying actually is. There's bullying, the behavior from a lot of leaders in the world that they're openly doing now is bullying behavior, and a lot of people don't understand that they're even being bullied or what bullying actually is. So I feel that people need the education, the proper education, but also emotional literacy. That's the impact I hope to bring, to teach people. People really need to learn about compassion, about the authenticity of compassion, what it really means to be compassionate and kind. And basic manners, you know, we have to teach people how to be good humans. I just hope it helps people evolve into becoming a good human. That's my goal. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
beautiful.
Well, Justin, thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you,
Maureen, for answering that. We have another caller in queue.
Hello. Hi, my name is Sally. Maureen, I just want to say that this story is very touching, and it's something that, as Justin mentioned, needs to be heard around the world, because it's something that's very prevalent, especially now in the times that we're living, where there is a lot of bullying, a lot of harassment, people living in fear, people extremely angry about things. And so I definitely think that this is amazing that you're able to share this here. So I'm just happy to be able to hear this. And so I also kind of just wanted to share a little bit. This law is extremely important and very prevalent right now, because bullying is definitely a learned behavior. And so I just kind of want to say that this is very important. And basically, it's just extremely important for people to learn how to be compassionate. But yeah, like this was a very important thing that you shared. And so I'm very happy to be able to just say a couple of words and I'm here for you, and I hope that everybody here that's listening can just hear exactly what happened with Danny and support. That's very important. So we have to show our support for this. Absolutely.
Thank you. Wow. Beautifully said. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Wow. Absolutely beautiful. Wow. All right. We're going to go to a track next, guys, and then we're going to have another caller.
You could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. The hero often fail. And you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. A movie star who gets burned in a three-way strip, enter number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say, I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you left. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Wow, thank you to our Hall of Fame DJ for that incredible song. Maureen, we have another caller, so let's take our next caller, please. Hello, caller.
Hi, yes, this is Taylor. Thank you, Maureen, for this beautiful story and for sharing Danny's story as well. What a huge contribution to his life that you have continue to fight for and to share his story and to continue to represent him. And I just think that's really beautiful. Something that did stand out to me in his story was that you said that you did bring him to a psychiatrist, and as an entry-level individual in the field of psychology and psychiatry, do no harm is one of the ethical principles. And so it is just so upsetting to hear that there was much harm done, and but you were taking the appropriate action to make sure that justice is done. And it is just, it is a shame that there are individuals out there that aren't fighting for human rights, especially in the mental health field. And I just have to commend you for your words and for your strength. And I do support you through all of this. And I love you. And I send you many blessings of love and light. And yes, I really was truly impacted by this story. But I'm so glad to hear that you have the strength to continue on to follow through with Danny as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling in, Taylor. Wow. Listen, you're bringing me to tears, guys. Wow. Maureen, we have another caller in queue. Let's take our caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Sharon. And I just want to say that, Maureen, this is amazing that you've taken such a tragedy in your life and you're finding such a huge gift that you're giving to your son's legacy. Some people could have just gotten stuck in a heartache and could have moved forward with all the hate. So I can feel your empathy for humanity. And all I keep thinking is awareness, transparency, because of all this bullying, like you had stated, is all over the world. It's a ripple effect. You know, the person that gets bullied, whether it's a child, a grown-up, elderly people, they lose hope, and this empowers a bully. And sometimes you just say to yourself, what makes a bully? So the bully needs the help as well as the person being bullied, because
yes,
we need to find out the root of the problem on why someone is a bully, because then they bring their bullying issues into their adult life and they carry it into their families, and then it gets passed on to children. And you know, this is what I'm thinking, and it, you know, I find it unfortunate at times that some politicians, they won't step up to the plate because they have their own issues. Like you said, they worry about finances. They worry about getting reelected, you know, how many constituents, if I take a stance on this, you know. But this is so shallow for them to think this way, because this is all about the awareness, transparency. I firmly, completely agree with you. This has to begin from little people, because it's very challenging to have it corrected or altered when someone becomes an adult. So we have to start with the little ones. I just want you to know that I pray for you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting it out there. Danny's law will get passed, because this is a new world we're entering worldwide, not just city, not just New York,
wow,
not just California, whatever. But God bless you. You have my full support, and I look to see how we can reach out to help each other.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Wow. All right, we have another caller. Take our next caller.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Ricardo. I just wanted to give much respect and, you know, to the young woman or whatever. Just me listening to her story, I just wanted to tell you, like, you know, you're definitely an inspiration. And just listening to your story, like, you know, when I was in school, when I was younger, you know, it just brought me back to being a kid in elementary school, junior high school, you know, me being bullied as well. It just brought me back. And I recognize now as an educator, and I teach preschool, so I see the behaviors, like, early on, you know, with the kids. And it's so unfortunate, because a lot of the kids, that bully or, you know, or on the opposite side of the bullying, you know, sometimes they're not aware of what's going on. And I like what the other young lady was saying about sometimes stuff is going on at home and kids are, it's just learned behavior. And I think for you to, you know, take a stand and, you know, for like the other woman was saying, like you didn't just allow this thing to just like consume you. And as far as, you know, making you depressed or, you know, having some type of hatred in your heart, but that you're doing something with it. And, you know, just much respect to you and your family. And just like I said, honestly, listening to your story, it just really made me really, really sad. I could only imagine, you know, what you have to still go through as far as the healing process. And, but I definitely, like I said, I commend you. And I just hope that, you know, better days are ahead for you and your family. I know that this type of situation, I mean, you'll never forget your son, of course not, but I'm hoping, like, from this situation, like, if it could save somebody else's life or, you know, do whatever it is that you need for it to do, I'm hoping that, you know, this situation, you know, turn around somehow.
I'm hoping it passed Congress last year, so we're hoping it passes the Senate and gets signed into law. I mean, we're partway there, so we're hoping this changes lives and saves lives. You know, no judgment to anybody, because like Sharon said, the bullies need help too. This is about teaching people compassion, understanding without judgment. And that's how we learn to cultivate a society of good humans, and that's my goal, is to help cultivate a world of good humans.
So, Maureen, I want to introduce you to Ricardo Richard. He's a personal friend of mine. He wrote a documentary called Hurt People, Hurt People.
Yes.
Ricardo, just tell her briefly about that.
So the series that I actually wrote is dedicated to a friend of mine who passed away a couple of years ago. So in my best friend passing away, you know, I was in a dark place, and instead of spiraling, you know, I decided to write about the pain. And I felt like even through the situation, it really allowed me to see the type of pain that my friend was in before he died. And I didn't recognize it after he already passed. And with the series, I felt like it kind of helped a lot of people. I feel like in ways it saved my life because it kept my mind going and it kept me looking forward to wanting to help somebody else. And it just kind of gave me purpose that I didn't know that was there, you know. So I already recognized there was already something inside of me, but it didn't come out until after this passing. So just the whole hurt people thing. Thank you. It just, like I said, the situation produced some type of purpose. And it's just so unfortunate these type of situation has to happen. But it's whatever that was inside of you was already there, you know. Just, you know, the humbleness, the humility. I don't think I'm saying it wrong, but just being humble and just being of service. So that's just basically what it's about, people being hurt.
Ricardo,
but
Ricardo, tell everyone,
yes,
and including Maureen, how they can watch the series, because it's amazing.
Yeah, so the series is out. The title, of course, again, like Jerry said, is Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. And
mm-hmm.
The series on YouTube is just a subtitle, and it's Bitter and Broken Web Series. We have two seasons, and it's talking about all different types of hurt. And overcoming and struggling and redemption and everything. So
I think that's
beautiful.
Great, because people will have an understanding then of what it's just being human. It's just being human. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Ricardo. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. We're going to go to another track, and then we'll take our next caller.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. wishes and the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire. Sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd
Absolutely beautiful song. Thank you, DJ. Wow. We have another caller. Let's take our next caller, please.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Good evening. How are you, Jerry Petito?
Hi, sweetheart. Good evening to you. How are you, sweetheart?
I am well. This is Jared Thomas calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. I wanted to say hello to your guest also. How are you this evening, ma'am?
Thank you. I'm good.
Wow. The show tonight, this is a really great show. I want to send my love and support and energy to your guest tonight. I don't have the words. I don't have the words.
I know, sweetie.
But I do have great news for you, Jerry. Congratulations to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrining Jerry Petito on your ONE syndicated all-time connection record with your 52nd all-time and third consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. Also, you've reached a 10 million all-time connections record.
Get out of here.
Congratulations.
Don't go anywhere yet. Don't get off this phone. I want to say thank you for that. I'm going to cry, not because I reached 10 million. I'm going to cry because the show needed to reach 10 million. Maureen, 10 million listeners have heard you.
Well,
and Bill is going to get passed. We're going to help you. We're going to do whatever we can do. And it's got to be heard all over the world, not just here in the U.S. Derek, I love you. Thank you so much for giving us that information. And I don't know what to say either. I'm at a loss for words.
Well, Jerry, I'll tell you this. First of all, Maureen, I got to come on. Not because of the historical significance of what this happened in all these years of the Oni Dynasty. We'll mention that later. It's not the time. But right. I want to thank Jared Gifted One Thomas for coming on and crying that championship. I, too, had a friend that committed suicide years ago. She was 12 years old, and she was bullied back in California, called ugly, disdained, and she slit her own throat back in 1982. Her name is Letitia Jackson. To the Jackson family in Compton, California, this show is dedicated to you and everyone that suffered like our brother Danny tonight. We will continue this wonderful episode with our next caller. And all the callers, just stay put. It's a lot of callers out there. Stay put. We'll bring you on. Caller, right now you're on with Jerry Petito. If you need to mute yourself, go ahead. But caller, you're on the line right now with Jerry Petito and the world-famous Jerry Petito Show right here on the best internet radio network of all time, Oni Dynasty.
Thank you, Brother L. Caller?
Thank you.
Who's calling?
Hey,
he's calling.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. Peace and abundant divine blessings. Can you hear me?
Yes, sweetheart.
Yes.
First of all, congratulations to you, Jerry.
Thank you.
You continue to do what you do for being the amazing Hall of Famer and lifetime achiever that you are. Honors to your special honored guest. I want to say thank you for turning a tragic moment into something triumphant. You know, not only do you have the ball rolling, and it's time for people to be really, really serious about things that matter, okay? And when I look at how far that we have come as both human beings and living beings, it never ceases to amaze me that when it comes to real life issues like you're sharing with us tonight, a lot of times people don't take that serious. And on the other hand, people don't push the issue. But now it's time to do both, okay? And much love and respect to you, Jerry, and I already know what you're going to do, so let me get the plug in. I am also the host of We Will Wear You. I got a show coming on Thursday, and I'm going to show you. And me and Jerry, we haven't talked in a while, okay? Now, what she's doing tonight, thanks to you, special honored guest, I'm coming back Thursday with an advancement, as I like to call them. Let us save and protect our children, because if we don't, we can't expect other people to do it.
Oh, amazing.
Now, people can pass it off. People can pass that off as a, you know, coincidence or whatever, but it is what it is. It's showing that, you know, things is happening in our midst, so it's time for it. And I just want to say again, you know, it's time for us to take things serious and push the issue. My most humble advice that I want to leave, especially with parents out here, one of the best things that we can do is arm ourselves and our children with self-defense as early as you possibly can. It's not just hand-to-hand combat, but it's also mind-to-mind, spirit-to-spirit, and soul-to-body contact, okay? So thank you so much. I love you, Jerry.
Wait, Magic Man, do me a favor. I'm not thinking clearly tonight. Tell everyone about your Hall of Fame, and please do it for me, because you're a Hall of Famer, and I just want you to share that, please.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
I am, just like you, Jerry, you went in 2019, and I am class of 2020. Thank you so much. Continue raising the bar for all of us. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you. Hall of Fame, Honey Bakatoon right there, guys.
Thank you.
Very, very emotional, Maureen. I'm not usually this emotional. So we have another caller in queue. Hello, caller.
Hey, Jerry. It's Genesis Amores Kemp from Houston, Texas. Hi, Maureen. I want to just commend you so much for your courage to continue your son's legacy, even though he's not here with us anymore. And what you are doing speaks volumes. And the reason why this is so near and dear to my heart is that 11 years ago, I faced bullying in high school, and it was the darkest point of my life where I went through depression. You know, there were some thoughts of, you know, just checking out of here, but luckily I had parents who saw a change in my body language, and they started to just love on me and pour into me the word of God and just reminded me of who I am and whose I am. And during that dark season, I fell in love with someone very important. And that person was me. I had to love me despite what other people were saying about me. So the work that you are doing to, you know, push for Danny's law and making sure that not only does it impact lives here in the U.S., but people worldwide, that is incredible. So keep on doing what you're doing because you're planting that seed, and that seed is taking root, obviously, because 10 million people have tuned in to hear you and Jerry on internet radio. So they see the value as well as they hear the value because there are so many kids who are crying out for help internally as well as externally, and some people just pass them by and don't even give them the time or the day. But there is power in sharing your son's story. There's power in sharing your story as a mother and what you had to go through. And no one can tell you how to grieve. No one can tell you how to feel, because if they have not been in your shoes or where you're at, then you know what? Just tell them to kick rocks, because each one of us is called to do something, and you're taking that torch and you're illuminating it brightly so you could give other parents who have lost a child due to suicide from bullying and et cetera hope and courage, because you may be the only power and you may be the only voice they hear. And by them listening to you, that is planting a seed where they're going to jump up and do something in memory of their son or daughter.
I hope so.
Thank you, sweetheart.
People rise. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And I want you to work on your words. Don't say I hope so. Say I know so. Because when you say I know so, you're creating the atmosphere and you're allowing manifestations to come to you, and you're planting the seeds for all good things to be attracted to you. So just say, I know Danny's law is going to be passed. I know other children are going to be saved because I took a stand to carry the torch, and my son's legacy is going to live on, even though he's not here. My son did not die in vain. My son's name is always going to be ringing loud and clear, and people are going to say Danny, because I, Maureen, had the courage, had the balls, had the tenacity, had the willpower to open my mouth and share my son's journey and my story as a mother.
This is true. Thank you. I do know it. So it is.
Genesis, thank you. Wow. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
My pleasure, Jerry, and congratulations on your record and just bringing on amazing guests and just doing what you do best. You are a Jersey Jewel, and now I know that it is evident why, you know, our Hall of Famer named you that, because you're always dropping jewels and you're always bringing jewels on your platform, and you are a jewel.
I love you. Can you just tell everyone when your show is, sweetheart, and the name of it?
The name of my show is Gems with Genesis Amores Kemp, and the next show is on Monday, October 25th.
Thank you, sweetheart. What a beautiful young lady. Oh, my goodness. We have another caller in queue. Take our caller. Hello, caller.
Wow. Like, Jerry, I don't know where to start. I'm over here. I just really don't know where to start. Like, Genesis, my mini-me, thank you so much for your words, because you so, everything she said was just so on point. I
know,
an
amazing,
you,
right, Angela?
But your guest, Jerry, I love you, and congratulations.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you for
tell
taking
my guest,
a stand.
Tell my guest who you are.
I'm Angela. I'm Angela. I'm just a vessel that just want to be used. I'm hurting right now because I lost my best friend, my first cousin, but it's just like my soul was pierced and a part of me died when he left here. So I understand what you're going through, but I thank
I'm so
you
sorry.
Because I do understand what this suicide, what this demon is, because I had three family members in the month of May in 2017 decide to take their own lives. One of them took her life right before Mother's Day, the day before Mother's Day. She was 14 years old. So thank you for everything that you're doing. And don't think that it's ever in vain. When you think someone is not watching, they're watching. When you think someone is not listening, they're listening. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. Angela, before
yes,
you go, I want to say something, and then I want you to tell them when your show is and what your show is called. So, guys, Angela is our third ever O&E Syndicated Station Commissioner. Angela Thomas Smith, tell everyone the name of your show and when it's on next.
So the name of my show is Walk in Purpose with Angela. My show is on tomorrow. I have three amazing guests that's going to be stopping by. Our thing is domestic violence because I am a survivor of domestic violence, shot point blank range with a sawed-off shotgun. I shouldn't be here, but I'm here. I'm also a suicide attempt survivor, so I know that journey. I have a book, a devotional, with 19 other individuals that share that same journey. So I've been there. I understand. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for everything that you're doing. Thank you, Brother O, for allowing us this opportunity. Because if it was not for you and you being led to do what you're doing, we wouldn't have this opportunity to be on here tonight and sharing to the 10 million people that tuned in to hear this, that needed to hear this. So thank you, Brother O, from the bottom of my heart. I love you all, and there's nothing you can.
Thank you, Angela. I love you, too.
Thank you.
I want, before we go to our next track, there's something I'd like to say. My first cousin's son killed himself as well a couple months ago, and he was only 31 years old, and he made that decision. He was a young adult. Some people that are left behind that are in the pain they're in, you know, my faith in God, I hope that they're no longer in pain. And the people that left behind are. So, Maureen, before we play our next track, I just want to say thank you to you for the courage you have to do what you're doing in spite of. So I love you for that, and thank you. So let's go to our next track.
Okay, thank you.
The shadow.
can't fight it. Late at night, I feel the need for someone like me, needs understanding. So once again, I'll search the darkness all the night, all alone. I'll walk each street until I find someone who is just like me, looking for some company. No, yeah, children. We'll be right back.
Amazing track. Thank you, DJ. Wow, amazing. We have another caller. Let's take our next caller, please. Hello, caller.
Hello, Queen.
Hi,
Queen of Sweetheart.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'd like to give a personal hello to your honored guest. My heart is going out to you and your family. I never lost a child, so I will never say I can relate, but my heart does go out. I, like most children, I definitely experienced bullying in the seventh grade. I was same age as your beloved son. To this day, at the school I went to, I don't even acknowledge the school because it was that severe. And I did talk to my mother about it, and my mother was a mother bear, so that's, you know, so bullying me was the wrong move. Nevertheless, she went to the school, and it definitely got dealt with and addressed. And so I commend you for your strength. I heard pain in your voice as you were sharing your story, and just the fact that you have the strength to do so, I salute you. I'm not sure if you had the opportunity to not only share your story live on the air, but I am also a publisher, and I would like to publish your story. I want you to write it, and I will publish it for free.
Wow.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
If you. No thanks is needed. Thank you. I would like to give you my phone number if you want to take it down.
Sure. Let me just get a pen if you don't mind.
Take your time.
Go ahead. Go ahead. It's
412.
Mm-hmm.
376.
Mm-hmm.
02.
8802.
That is my business number. If it doesn't answer, please text.
Okay.
And just text me your email, and I'll respond back. And we will definitely, I will definitely, you have, I've been publishing for 5 years. We just published our 28th book in August of 2021. We're getting ready to publish another book on October 30th. So I'm a legit publisher. I publish for free. And your story will be out there. I promise you. I give you my word.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate so much.
Absolutely. So, my name is Evan Starks. I am the commissioner of Owen Dynasty. So I've been serving as, in this role for the past 3 weeks. And, you know, it's definitely a learning aspect to this position. But I'm just honored you took the time to share your story. I mean, Jerry has been pushing this story for the past month, and I see I understand the power behind it because bullying is unacceptable, and I definitely understand that hurt people, you know what I mean? And
I can't.
And then I just like to ask you, what was your son's favorite color?
Pardon me?
What was his favorite color?
What's his favorite? Blue.
Blue. I do a live stream every Tuesday because I'm as a writer. And for him, next week, I'm going to wear blue. And I'm gonna hashtag it just so you know that his life and his death was not in vain.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you.
E. Davis, don't go anywhere yet, please. Yes. I also, first of all, I want to thank you so much, and you are our reigning ONE syndicated station commissioner, Ebony Dawn Starks. We know her as E. Davis, and she's one of the most beautiful women inside and out. I call her girlfriend because she is. And E. Davis, first of all, you did a great interview with me last week. I want to thank you for that platform, and I want to thank you for what you just offered Maureen, because I'm in shock, and I love you more. You're amazing, and God's going to bless you, man, because you're unbelievable. So thank you, thank you. Tell everyone when your show is.
My show was October 28th. That's the last Thursday, I believe that's the date, October 28th. I am a business analysis, strictly business with E. Davis. And I definitely discussed, you know, business strategies and techniques on how to be an entrepreneur.
Oh, wow. Sweetheart, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
I want to tell you, Maureen, that Genesis just messaged me, and she would also like to connect with you. She would love to have you, and she wants to do a bullying segment with her podcast. So I'll connect
okay.
you with her as well, okay?
Thank you so
Amazing.
Much. Yes, I would love
Amazing.
To.
Amazing. So we have another caller. Wow. We have, this is our, I think, 10th caller. Let's take our caller. Wow.
Hey, first of all, it's your true friend, Will of God, and I just got to say, Jerry Pacino!
Hey, Will of God, how are you, sweetheart?
I am a little bit catching the atmosphere after the and I,
Hold on, Will, we can't hear you. Talk to the mic.
Can you, sweetie?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I
Hello?
Can hear you, sweetheart. Hi,
okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I called in kind of late because I was doing some work and I'm listening. And Maureen, lady, God is with you and with anybody else who's been through. And this show that you're doing tonight is perfect because even the news is talking about a lot of people committing suicide. And I was just thinking to myself, just listening, a lot of people, they do things because of situations. It could be, you know, from whatever. I mean, a lot of men commit suicide because of sometimes those women's mouths. And it's sad because people don't realize that you could be really harmful with your words. Some people don't know that. They really think it's cool when they speak freely out their mouth, but not knowing the after effects that might happen to that individual if they're not ready yet. You know, some people is born ready, some people not. Some people got to be, you know, taught to get ready to live in this new world and this new world order. But what you're doing tonight is a beautiful thing. And for any children out there or anybody that's going through anything, I tell it like it is. I tell my kids, and one thing I learned, once you get comfortable with an individual and you give them your secrets and all your information, then they start to use it against you. It's like if you're talking and you say, hey, da, 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 this and da, da, that, and then they get, and you're not friends anymore. Then next you know, they will use that to see if they will row you or turn your facial expressions a different way. And then that individual will believe everything that person is saying about you because y'all not friends no more, but they know they made you change your facial expressions. So what you need to do is this. If you ever met somebody, and you're walking down the street, and if they said something to you and you didn't know them, it wouldn't even affect you. You look at them like they're crazy. So that's what you're going to have to do. Just wash it off like, well, I cut you off like I never met you before. It's not going to hurt me if I never met you before and you talking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And anybody out there that might think about doing anything harmful to themselves, please, go on a trip. Go to the islands or somewhere out of the atmosphere where you're at. See what God has done. Go to the mountains. Just see what God has done. Go walk in the creek. Go walk somewhere and see how beautiful Earth is before you do anything different. And as for you, Maureen, you got all the prayers in the world. We are here for you. The world is here for you. And now, congratulations, because 10 million more.
Thank you
I love
so
you,
much.
Will God. Will God, just tell everyone when your show is, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm going crazy. My show going to be, my show is this Friday, and it's going to be a serious show because I want all of the listeners to be the callers. You know what I mean? To be a host. And my topic is intelligent questions or answers is inquiring minds would like to know. Like, for example, if you look at your fuel gauge, and you look at it, you'll see an arrow, and it will tell you which side the gas gauge is on, the left or the right. A lot of people don't even know that. But I just want everybody to just use their minds, and let's do a positive, uplifting show where we're getting so much valuable information. I don't care if it's history. I don't care what you're doing or what you went through. Let's bless this world. I go on this Friday night, 9:30, Too Thorough by Will of God, and let's just turn up, man, because we ain't got nothing else better to do than trying to turn it sideways. I ain't trying to speak French. Oui, oui.
Oh, I love you, Will of God. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Wow. So we're going to go to a track, and then I think we have another caller.
Okay.
Then it's alive.
There we go. What a beautiful, amazing song. Thank you, DJ Alasky. Amazing. Wow, we have another caller. Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller? Hello?
All right, caller. All right. You know, they might not want to come on. They might put themselves on ice. We want to have our final thoughts tonight from our wonderful, wonderful guest. And then it goes time.
Maureen, what would you like to say to everyone out there listening? You have 10 million listeners, girlfriend. Please say whatever it is you want to say.
I'm asking everybody to pray that Danny's law passes fully, that it gets signed into a federal law, that it helps save, that it will help to save lives and change lives. I'm going to ask everybody to lead with integrity. You know, there's a lot of leaders out there I heard tonight, and it's important that we maintain our integrity and just share the love and light to the world. And hopefully we can cultivate a world full of good humans, because that's what we need. That's the quality we need in leadership right now. And unfortunately, this world is lacking leaders with that quality, that they're not leading with their hearts at all. And that needs to be a criteria for anybody who's in a leadership position, so they don't abuse their power of authority. We need to change the world, and that's what I'm hoping to do. Well, no, that's what I know I'm going to do with Danny's law, and I'm just asking for everybody's support. So thank you.
There you go. Before we go to Ngozi time, I want to say thank you to you, Maureen, for being one of the strongest women I've ever met. Thank you for what you're doing. And Genesis was right. You know, I mean, you're keeping your son's legacy alive, and it will happen. This law will pass. So thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me. Okay. You be well, Jerry. Congratulations to you too, as well.
Thank you. Don't hang up. We're not, it's not over, but we just wanted you to have your final words. So everyone, it's Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Hall of Fame, Brother O.
Well, first of all, thank you, Jerry. So, Maureen, I want to thank you for what you've done for us tonight on this network and sharing the story of your dear son. The law will pass. Yes, we will get through what we need to get through collectively as human beings. I'm going to start treating each other like human beings, like brothers and sisters under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah.
Maureen talked about how she labored to help her son, sometimes and more than likely on deaf ears. There are children out there tonight that are suffering. There are parents listening to this show around the world. Do you know where your children are right now? Do you know they need love, support, and guidance through the awful grace of God? Time comes when the light shall shine upon this world. Only dynasty is that. A lot of networks don't understand our prowess. We're great because of the stories and the history and the legacy of Oni Dynasty. There will never be another network like this. We have people who are doing yeoman's work for this network. Thank you so much to our commissioners, Huni Bakatun, Jerry Petito, and Ansel Thomas Smith, who did that groundwork for our new reigning commissioner, Ebony Dawn Starks, to go to higher heights as commissioner of this outstanding story network. Save our children before it's too late. Save our children before it's too late. Mothers and fathers, hug your kids right now. Kiss them. Mm. Tell them that you love them in the living world. Give them honor, respect, and guidance.
in a way that can touch other lives that are not here at this time. Let's talk about the lives that are not here. Talk about the women who are right now pregnant with child. Talk about the ones that are right here on this earth. Can we make a difference? ONE can. It's been proven. And I got the archive. Congratulations to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee and Lifetime Achiever of that same hall. The outstanding Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito, on her 52nd only syndicated station all-time connection record, her third consecutive, and showing what a model of elegance and commitment is. I always say this. We don't quit. The farm can't quit. So that's it. So the farm can never quit. I want to thank all of the hosts, all of our alumni, because without our alumni and the listening audience provides us greatness, greatness to be outstanding. I want to give a shout out to Ava Holly, who, you know, has been on this network for a short bit in a period of time and, you know, tried to call in tonight. Ava, thank you for your support and having that ability to, you know, have that level of greatness, you know, as now a new host, to understand that all ONE hosts need to support each other. Without that building process, we can't survive. Understand all hosts. There was a time, right, Jerry? Way back when.
Yep.
When all hosts called in every single night without excuses. Excuses for the incompetent. Let us be better with that. Let us support. Let us show the listening world that ONE Dynasty is a unit. Despite our downfalls, despite all of the things that come our way, we want to also send salutations to our new intern, the wonderful Miss Mo Garment, who will be on very shortly on these ONE stations. There will be no advertising tonight. We're going to honor Danny tonight. There will be no advertising of our network. Let us take a moment of silence at this time for Danny and for this law to be passed. Let us all be quiet in a 30-second moment of silence. We thank God for this outstanding privilege. For the first time ever, we're announcing that we have broken 10 million all-time listeners. For all those at the Hall of Fame that counted not robbery, understand that your steward will continue to get more listeners. Understand that we have worth. The Hall of Fame does not make us, it does not control us, and it doesn't validate us. We are ONE Dynasty, personified, dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. Now write that in your annal. Write that in all the history books of alternative broadcasting. The Hall of Fame does not define us. What defines us is when we come on radio. Never disrespect this mic, for it will tell, and it will show. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay Rangosi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Tonight, tomorrow night, you come right back here with Ansel Thomas Smith and the wonderful show, Walking in Purpose, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, on these ONE stations. We're great. Just call in. You'll find out, and you'll tell a friend. Tell your mama, too. Tell your daddy, too. And now, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting this Friday for the class of 2019, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award winner, the Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito. Hashtag, enough said. Jerry, take us home.
The Jerry Petito Show. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you. Asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, Talk Show Radio, Make Way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then, the station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you, an award out of Germany, my achievements, it's true. You won't believe this. This one is also true, now a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O, who knew? In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Aldo Ngozi's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement. Without a doubt, he made it in. Oh, my gosh, we got that call to tell us that we'd win. Brother O and I made it. We were inducted in. International Hall of Famers, forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel, to tell the truth and expose the lies. Get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.